Hello, hello. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Yes, because I got, they gave me a new microphone. They set me up.
Okay, so now you can hear us.
Apparently, someone unplugged my speakers and replugged it in the wrong outlet, in the microphone instead of in the speaker. So, some Baruch Hesed. I probably borrowed my speakers. These things happen in yeshiva. Guys are very make themselves at home. So someone apparently borrowed what I was told. If someone, well, either they borrowed it or they knocked it out by mistake. But anyway, so they replugged them in the wrong place, which explains why I couldn't hear anything. And no speakers. Okay, now there's a possibility today. I don't know what's going to be. There is one of these a board meeting, but I don't want to go. So I told Rabbi Naaman, if there's anything, if it gets important, he should call me. So it is possible he'll call me in 5 minutes, because the board meeting is called for 8, because sometimes I get upset when I'm not there. But hopefully they won't call, he won't call me. So let's start learning and we'll see what happens. So I apologize if I Rabbi Naaman calls me and I have to leave. Okay. Anyway, let's go over what we did yesterday. Aaron, you disappeared. I need you. I don't know where your chinuch. I couldn't find it.
Oh, it's Rish Samach Vav and Rish Samach Ches.
Reish Samech Vav. I
Yeah, Rish Samach Ches.
find it there. Simin Reish Samech Vav.
It's the Mitzvah Rish Samach Vav and Mitzvah Rish Samach Ches. It's buried. It's like the both lines are buried in the middle. Like they're not, and they're not. They have nothing to do with anything. It's not like where you expect to find it. That's why it's.
I
I remembered like the line, but I had to use Balaran to find it in the Chinuch.
When I started looking at it, it had nothing to do with anything but stuff. Okay.
I know it's completely off topic, but I posted pictures of the finish on the sheer WhatsApp chat.
I'll look later. Well, maybe you can send it to me. Okay, so
Yeah.
that's so now in case we get interrupted, we'll get some learning. So basically we said like this. We had the Rambam. I think yesterday we wanted, I hope the guys agreed that the fact that Rambam says Shogeg is amazing at both potter. And he says the reason why Shogeg is the one pasuk, v'hino. And he says the reason why Shogeg is potter is because Shashkoga. So we were said, I think we said this yesterday, and that's not getting, I'm forgetting, that if Shogeg is potter because there's a requirement that you need Ratzin, so then Shogeg is not potter because it's sad oinus. Shogeg is potter because that's the tour. Shogeg is no ratzin, and there by definition the Torah says you need ratzin. But Karen, if anything, it would be better to say that oines is potter because every oines has shogeg. In other words, if in order to cook an egg you need 100 degrees, so you don't say a 100 degrees has a sad 1,000 degrees. You say 1,000 degrees has 100 degrees in it. Yesh b'klam l'sai mana. So you wouldn't say that shogeg is sad oines. You would say oines is not sad. You say yesh b'klam l'sai mana. If shogeg is butter, is a kol shekein oines is butter.
Isn't the expression in Shas usually a bein ba'onus bein b'rotzen, which is mashma, it's a little the opposite?
Where does it come? Well, sometimes it's potter for a different reason. Sometimes they have different psukim. But the Rambam seems to be bothered that there's only one pasuk. So, how
That sounds like those two are opposites,
do
ba'onus and rotzen.
we. And the Rambam answers because shgaga sad oines. Sad means like a little bit. So, that implies, I think that's pretty befeirish, that the fact that you don't have ratzin is in itself not a ptur. If that you don't have ratzin is a ptur, not a ptur. It's in order to be chayiv also to your husband, you need ratzin. If a kinyan needs ratzin, and a person does a kinyan b'shogeg, means that he doesn't have ratzin. You know, he thinks he's a person picks up by it's something which is hefker, and he thinks it's his, so he has no ratzin to be kinyan. So you don't say that it's sad oines. It's totally missing one of the essential ingredients. There's an essential ingredient for kinyan is ratzin, and you do not have ratzon. So period. But sad oinus implies that they can't. Ratzon is not an essential ingredient, which makes a lot of sense because ratzon is only an essential ingredient for kinyanim. This is not a kinyan. This is a punishment, a result, a derisive punishment. So there's no kinyan here. So who says you need ratzon? Even if you're sloppy, even if you're shaygeg, shaygeg also gets punishments. So there's no requirement of ratzon. There's only a p'tur oines, which we know that punishments, oines rachmana patre. The oines passes you from punishment. So what the Rambam is saying is that the gabi, this punishment, I don't know about other punishment, but in this punishment, since a shoigeg has in it, every shoigeg is a little bit of an oines, because it's just like we say, yitzrei ansei, also means that it's a little bit of an oines. The Gemara says, the case that the Rambam brings, that if he was ma'aneser, and she says, I'm roise, she's put there because it's considered oines. I don't know if that's full oines. I don't know if she's not over in Aveira. You know, some of that's over in Aveira, but it's a partial oines, and a partial oines is enough to give you a p'tur oines that you don't become usher to your husband. So that's what we said yesterday. So what we said was that it's muchrok from the Rambam that enoch inami shaygeg is potter, but shaygeg is not potter because it's absence of ratzon. Shaygeg is potter because it's sad oines. So I thought, Sandy said it's not muchrok, he is true, but I thought that the simple mashmos of the Chochmas Shleimo is not like that. The Chochmas Shleimo is in Rashi. So it's not Akasha, he's allowed to say that Rashi argued with the Rambam. That the Chochmas Shleimo says, in explaining, Rashi says it's not Oines. But comes along, the Chochmas Shleimo says, granted, it's not Oines, but it's still Mutter, she's not Oser Midaraisa, because Aborot and Gapkin don't have it. So the simple reading of the Chochmas Shleimo is, you don't have oines at all. It's not oines mamish, but okay, the word mamish is a little, you can dray it. But Parshat Shad is, you don't have oines. Rashi says, lav oinesi. And that doesn't mean you have, like the Rambam, that you have tzad oines. If you had a tzad oines, then you wouldn't say lav oines. But Rashi's saying that there's no oines, not even a tzad oines. But there's a different p'tur. The Yamsha Shlomo looked at Rashi. He sees that Rashi saying there's no oinus, because Rashi says lavanusi, says mefarish. Yet Rashi's mashmai that you're putting me deraisa, because Rashi says it's only a knas. So he had in mechadesh that Rashi argued with the Rambam and said that besides oinus is another p'tur. What's another reason to be potter? What's that? Because you didn't have ratzon. Avo ratzon gam yeno have, which means that the Rashi holds that in order to become usher to your husband, you need ratzon. So I would say it's a machlokes Rambam and Rashi why shaygeg is mutter to your husband. Everyone agrees shaygeg is mutter to your husband. The Magen Mishnah says there are many Gemaras that say that. I think that was a Magen Mishnah, or maybe that. There are many Mekoris that say that. The Rambam says you're potter because sad oinus, working through the system of oinus rachmana patri. If you want to be even more lumdish, the Chem de Shleimo said, that famous Chem de Shleimo that we had in Yeshayin Begitin, that a maisa ba'oinus is a begam in the maisa. It's like you didn't do the maisa. It puts a psul in the bia. It's like the lady didn't do the bia. And Rashi says it's because it's a gam in the ratzon, which means that according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, there's only one requirement that you need to make her aser, and that's a maisa bia. But oines is pogeya the maisa because of the chem de shleimo. This is if you didn't do it. And according to Rashi, there are two things you need to become aser. You need a maisa, you need a ratzon, just like a kinyan needs two things, a maisa and a ratzon. And if there's no ratzon, you're not usher because you're missing the entire ingredient of ratzon. I think that's what we said yesterday. If I recall correctly. No, is that okay?
Yeah, but Sandy had a different way of reconciling Rashi with the number.
That even though Rashi says lav anusa, Rashi meant it's not anusa mamish. That's what the
right.
was saying, but it still has its side items. And when the Chok Meshlomo says that Avarat and Gapkin Ohave means Rat and Gapkin Ohave, and therefore there's a tzad ainus. Okay, I admit, but I happen to think that that is a little.
But why make a machlekes rishonim? Our normal shita is you don't make machlekes rishonim just based on
lashon. But to say lava nusa means, but you still have a ptur ainus, I think is a little daichik. And in the end, the Yamsha Shlomo, the Achma Shlomo says, and therefore you get a pure ainus, like the Rambam said. Okay, maybe.
If we can match the lashon a little bit.
In Rashi, it's bad because to say that Rashi is saying lav anusa when the pure is midin ainus to me sounds a little difficult. But that's, Sandy will say, that's why the Yamsha Marshal stuck in the word mamish, to say that even though Rashi said lav anusa, he doesn't anusa. He just means lav anusa mamish.
But the way Rebbe is reading it, why would we ever bring up the idea of onus? Since every onus has in it the lack of ratzon, so let's just discuss lack of ratzon. Why anybody even brings the word anusa? Just let's discuss shogeg.
Because there are two reasons to pater. There's a reason to pater oines because that's a begam in the maisa, and because that's every time in the Koa Tarakula, Nari Latasa Dover is a begam in the maisa. And there's another reason to pater because you don't have ratzon. The nafkamina is in like our case where she was Poshea because she should have been made the day. So if you have a ptur oines, you don't even have the maisa. So then we're not going to make even an issa derabanan. So what if she was Poshea? She didn't have a maisa. There's no maisa bia. Can't make her usher of an issa saita if there's no maisa bia. So if not, when you have a ptur oines that goes ahead and says there's no the gam in the maisa, so then the rabbanan would never usher. But if the only chisarin, the only ptur you have is an absence of ratzin, so then it's shaykh to say that midirabbanan, since you were poshea, it's like they view it, if there is ratzin, midirabbanan, whatever, and they make you usher. Because that's what that's how he's bringing Rashi. And when Rashi says lav anusa, Rashi is explaining why you don't have a total ptur even derabbanan. That's what you have to read Rashi according to the Chok Meshlomo. No matter what you say, why did Rashi bother to say lav anusa? Who cares? Because if it'll be anusa, you would never have an issa derabbanan. So I care. To me, that's a real bit of variety to me. If anusa and shogeg are the same tour, so why can't you say you can have an issa derabbanan even if it's anusa? The maisa, that Rav Yehuda that I quoted does say that even though it's anusa, you do have an issa derabbanan. So why does Rashi, if Rashi's anyway making an issa derabbanan? So why does Rashi have to say lav anusa on the Yamsha Shlomo, on the Yamar Shal? So I'm saying the answer is because he understands that anusa is a pgam in the maisa. It's a whole new lumdus. A whole new lumdus. When you're working with a pgam in the maisa, the rabbanan can't make an issa drabban. But it's only if there's no ratzin, which is a different type of reason to be potter, then you can have an issa drabbanan.
Why do you have to say pegam in the maisa? Just say that if it's an honest mamish, then Chacham would never put that on a woman who's an honest mamish.
If you say she's poshea,
she's not poshea.
No.
It's mamish.
You can say that it's anusa and still poshea. What's his name? This Rav Yehuda that's quoted in the parish, in the Shita Kamoy, says she's considered an ines. The Gabi Hilchas Ines, But still, there's a shtick of pshia which makes Rabbanan make a knas. So Rashi could
also be pshia v'sefer binus.
That's good. I don't know. I didn't say that. It's chinasa sofa b'aynes, but it's pshia. There's a shtick of pshia still called aynes. Not everything. Whatever. So the Rashi doesn't agree with him. That's what he says clearly, that your potter midiraisa abagata nusi and your midiraisa your mutter, but still, since she wasn't made diktayik,
so why can't we just read the Chachma Shlema saying?
So I'm assuming Rashi didn't say that because Rashi assumes that if it'll be oines, you have a different type of tour. And you can only consent if there's no pgam in the maisa. But if there's a pgam in the maisa, I mean, we know the Chemda Shlomo. I didn't make up the Chemda Shlomo. The Chemda Shlomo is one of the most famous Marmikaimis in Shas.
I'm just suggesting the Chachma Shlomo is saying when he says Pirish, Anusa Mamish.
I'm sorry, Chemda Shlomo.
Sorry.
In Shas, there's a famous in Ksuvas.
Yes.
There's a famous Kobe Shiurim says, you know, a person makes a Tanai Imno Basi, and then an Oinus happens. So the din is he gets not Chal. But the Tanai was fulfilled. The Maisi didn't come. What does it do with Oinus? Oinus want a patre. Rashi said, because of Oyez Rachmana Patri, but he didn't come. So he says, the famous Rebbe Chanan, because the Tanai was Imlo, that if I do a Maisa of Imlo Basi, and Oyez Rachmana Patri makes that I didn't do a Maisa of Imlo Basi, because the Chemda Shlomo says that a Maisa.
Rebbe's reading that into this Rashi.
What?
Rebbe's reading that into this Rashi.
And the Chemda
Shlomo, but I'm saying even without the Chemda Shlomo,
said that that's a Yisoid in Gan Shas, that's how Oinus works. I'm assuming that Rashi and the Rambam and everybody else in the whole world learn like the Chemda Shlomo is not arguing with anyone.
Okay, so maybe there's a Maisa going on, maybe not. But I'm just saying the Marshal tells me
that's standard Yeshiva Sharet. So I'm saying that the Rambam says you're putter as Oinus. Rashi says you don't have oinus, but Rashi says you have a different lumdus of you don't have rutzin. Now Sandy's saying that what Rashi meant is that you don't have rutzin, and therefore it's a little bit of oinus. Okay, so then you're back with the pure oinus.
Okay. No, so the one thing seems very clear from the Marshal that he says it's not an oinus mamish. Rashi's saying it's not anusa mamish. Mm-hmm. Meaning Rashi could disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say that if there's going to be any part Shia in there, then we're not going to say that it's an Anusa Mamish. And if it is an Anusa Mamish, the Chachamim are not going to do anything against her. Right? That would be perfectly legitimate. So LMI, if it isn't an Anusa Mamish, then there's no reason the Chachamim won't give it to Kana. Obviously, if it's Beratzon, they're not going to do anything that's Beratzon. But if it's not Anusa Mamish, the Chum will throw their tzakana at her.
Okay, I hear. All right,
the way Rebbe's setting it up, is that Rashi's has a hechrach to make it this way, because if Rashi said that it's a pgam in the Maisa, then it would be difficult to make a Isser Darabanan or a Knas. So basically, what we're trying to say, meaning then Rabbi Yehuda is arguing in the way that the Takanas Darabanan would work.
And I'm not saying like Binyamin Zayman, but to me, it looks like that there's a Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda in the Shit Kanmoy. What would be the din if it's considered Oinus? Rashi says that you can't say it's Oinus. I'm not being good. Okay, I know you say mamish. I don't know what the Yavshar Shlomo meant with mamish. I don't think he meant. He just meant it's not the highest level of oinus. But it sounds to me that the Maisa, I'm assuming Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita also knows it's not the highest level of oinus because he Gupa says she was Pasheya, but yet he says you can still have a pure oinus He says beferish is sheeted on the sheeted kanoi that you can have a ptur ines even if you're not the highest level of ines. That's beferish in him. Now Rashi seems to disagree. Rashi seems to say that in this case you don't have a ptur ines. So the question is, why was that necessary for Rashi to disagree? Since anyway, Rashi's saying that there, you know, Rashi's arguing with him in an Ashkafa. This person, this Shitas Kanoi, says that if you can have a Ptur Aynes, and still the Rabbanan can make a Takana, and everything in the Mishnah reads perfectly. Rashi's anyway learning it's a Takana to Rabbanan. So why did Rashi have to go out of his way and say, you don't have, it's not Aynes? Say it is Aynes. What do I care? If it, because you can have it, it's Dindra Banan. So you can have a Dindra Banan on Aynes, like the Rabbi Yehuda. Like this Rav Yehuda said. So I'm assuming, I know Binyamin Zaman has a different shot, but I'm assuming that the reason why Rashi argues is because Rashi feels that the way Ptur Aynes works is not Mistabra that Rabbanu would make a Takana. Therefore, I have to say that when the Marshal says that Abel began, it's Pater Midaraisa because of lack of Ratzin, he can't mean lack of Ratzin works through a Ptur Ratzin, like the Rambam, like Sandy said. Because the whole reason why Rashi didn't want to say like this Rabbi Yehuda, because he said if you're working with a Ptur Aynes, the Rabbana can't make a Takana. So then you can't, if Shoigeg is a Ptur Aynes, then we're back to the same problem. So therefore, Rashi, the Shitasa, that he argued with the Shitas Kamoi, and he holds that by a din de Rabbana, and when a Ptur Aynes, Rabbana never make a takana of a Ptur, he had to say that it's not a Ptur Aynes, which is, I think, more Medeek in the Lashon of the Chachma Shlomo, that it's just a Ptur of lack of Ratzin. And he's being the Chadesh that there's a requirement for Ratzin.
But doesn't that set us up that we're making a massive machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Huda? Because we're saying,
we're making a massive machlokas
between the Rashi and the Rambam. Meaning the way that the Rabbanan, I'm saying, what, right, I mean that the way the Rabbanan operate.
Between Rashi and this Shitas Kamoi.
Right.
Rashi said lava in this, and apparently he needs to say that. And the Shitas Kamoi says, yes, I in this. So that machlokas already exists.
Right, no, but I'm saying, but we're saying that they're arguing the way that it's the Rabbanan can make a takana in certain situations.
They're not like it. What?
No, what we're saying now is that they're arguing in the way the Rabbanan can make a takana, and according to Rashi, that's a massive machlokas that they're we're making.
That's such a massive takana. They're arguing the Rabbanan would make a takana because you're a poshea if there's the gam in the ma'isa. Okay, I don't know if that's such a massive machlokas.
It's just it's arguing on how the way the mechanisms work. I mean,
Rabbanan can do whatever they want. So if Rabbanan want to make a takana, they can always make a takana. So Raj is saying that they wouldn't want to. If there's a begam in the ma'isa, they wouldn't want to make a takana. And he says they wouldn't. I don't know. It doesn't sound. No one's saying they can't. I'm not saying Rashi holds they can't. Of course they could. Rabbanan want to make an Isser, they can make an Isser. Saying Rabbanan don't want to because it doesn't look nice. I didn't even do anything. Why are you answering me? Okay, so that's not such a, you can hear that. That's a machlaikas. Anyway, let's go a little further. So we have in the Rambam, very, very interesting, in the Perish Mishnayis, we're going to go because we don't know when we're going to get interrupted. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis ask a question, Ayur Shagig. Now, the question is the Rambam asking the same kasha as Rashi or a different kasha than Rashi? And this is the million-dollar shayla. There's Rashi with bothered by kasha, Ayur and Aynes. And for Rashi, no, you're not an Aynes. Right? That's how, there's an understood kasha in Rashi. Why is she owes it to her husband? Hi, she's an Aynes. You should be guna, and therefore she's an Aynes. Aaron says, no, lava nusahi, she's not an Aynes. Now the Rambam asks the Kasha, she's shogeget, right? That's in all the versions of the Rambam. The Rambam asks the Kasha, "Hi, she's shogeget." So the question, what I don't know, why does the Rambam ask the question different than Rashi? Rashi asks the Kasha, she's anusa. And the answer is she's not anusa. And the Rambam asks the Kasha, she's shogeges. Do they mean to ask the same Kasha and the Rambam means shogeges as it's not oines and therefore she's oines? Or is there a difference in the way they're asking the question? So, right, in other words, so I don't know. So let's leave that for a minute. So now the Rambam answers. So we have two different girsas in the Rambam, right? Yeah, I don't know if you people read the Parish Mishnayos. In our Parish Mishnayos, what does the Rambam say to answer the question? What does he say? And thank you. And in the Miri, he answers, if you look at number four, Nasis Smeya. And what is super, I don't know what either one mean, but what's so fascinating, usually whenever we find, right, in other words, differences in the period of Mishnayos, so we just assume the chart is like this. The Rambam wrote it in Arabic, and there were two different translators. So the translator in the back of our Gemara translated it one way, and the Miri, who probably did his own translation, translated it differently. That's what I would assume. But over here, Rav Kapach is a fascinating thing. Rav Kapach was a modern-day person who came out of Sfard, and he collected Shav Yads of the Rambam in Arabic. And he claims, it's an amazing thing, he claims that he had the Rambam's own Shav Yad on Yevamos. I don't think on the other Mishnayos, but on Yevamos, I was reading his introduction, he claims that he had the Rambam's own Shav Yad, not just someone else's Shav Yad, in Arabic, obviously. And he says, if you look in the, that's number five. He says in the fourth line from the bottom, the Abba B Shahid Shogegas, the Ne Shinasas Tumeya. That's the same way that the Miri wrote it. And you look in the footnote number three, he says, Bimadura Kama. Zayna, in the first Madura Kama of the Pirish Mishnayos, it says Zayna, the Kainu Biksas Ksav Yad Taimut. That's in some of the Ksav Yad. The Kaini Benithas. That's how it's printed in the back of the Gemara. The Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu means the Rambam. Tikkun Kain. The Rambam changed it. The Madura Shlishit. In other words, he's claiming, I don't know exactly how he knows, but I guess he knows that you can see from the Ksav Yad that the Rambam changed. I don't know whether he crossed out or he rewrote it differently, but the Rambam himself originally in his first Madura wrote that there's no Tur Shogeg because she's a Zayna. And his Madura Shlishis, he says there's no Tur Shogeg because it's Meya. Right, so the million-dollar question, and we already had $1 million shine, but the next $1 million shine is, what do these two things mean? And why did the Rambam find it important to switch it? Like, you can't say they mean the same thing. If they meant the same thing, why would he switch it? Unless he just wants to be grammatically clear, but I don't know. So Zayna, L'chayra makes a little sense. What does Zayna mean? What is Zayna saying? The Neshi Zayna, what does that mean?
She cheated on her husband. She betrayed him.
What? I can't hear.
She cheated. She was a betrayer.
In other words, you're kind to pop there because she's Shogeg. It's like a Shogeg current amazing. She's a Zayna. She's a Prutzot. That's not a Shogeg. You know, they're not gonna, you know, a guy drives down the highway with his eyes closed the wrong way at 100 miles an hour, cannot tie him. It was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anyone. You know, you're a shaygate, but such a shaygate is not shaygate. When you
why would everyone read it that way? Isn't Zona just a category
of Zona? That's not the Torah's interpretation of Zona.
No, Zona means Zona could mean a low life. No,
not in the Torah. It's a woman. Let's say if it's the Gabi Hilchas Kehuna, it's a woman that in the Chumash, there's only the Lo Sei Kadesha, but the word Zona per se is, I don't think it's ever used for a promiscuous woman.
Definitely used.
It means a woman to be with a guy. No, isn't that what it means in the Torah?
No, not necessarily a guy.
Like, doesn't a Zona mean in modern Hebrew?
In modern Hebrew, yes. Modern.
When did modern Hebrew begin? So I don't know. So I'm saying.
It doesn't say though that she is a Zayna. It says she not a Zayna.
Between the Torah, when the Torah used the word Zayna, and the Torah's word Zayna, just a woman is a tzaddik. I guess even in Rashi and Chumash by Dibri by Shulamis, Rashi uses the word Rosh, and only she was a Zayna. No, doesn't Rashi use the call her a Zayna?
But Nasus, like Binyamin Pesach saying, Nasus is a
passive voice. It must have happened to her that something changed in her, not that she was not describing her behavior.
It doesn't sound like the Rambam's trying to disparage
it. It says Nasus Zona. It doesn't say she is a Zona. It says Nasus Zona.
That's a passive description of something happening to her.
So it could be the Rambam wanted to say Tzmeya, and he realized that Tzmeya is a better word than Zayna in this case, because she becomes usher to her husband, so therefore she's Nasus Tzmeya.
Yeah, but that's not a good shot, because, I'm sorry, because then that's not answering, that's like asking Akasha and just saying the answer is because. His question was, why is she usher to her husband? You can't say, you know why she's usher to her husband? Because she's usher to her husband. That's cheating. So I don't like that shot in Tzmeya. I'm sorry. Where is the parsha of here?
Oh, the Chiddush uses Nasus.
My Rashi.
Status.
Rashi says, "Shame emo shlom is bas divri shvachim she Yisrael pierce makasid the zoo lomar shehi levada hoisad zayna." So already in Rashi is, I don't know.
11. No. Shlemis Bat Divri was not. It was against her will. It was the fact that she was at Bia with a guy.
Excuse me. Rashi says she was a Zayna. The pshat is because it was, even though she was against her will, but she was because she brought it on herself because she was yenting and socializing.
It was a Dabronis.
Often show Yisrael she appears like others. No more. Shehi levado hoisa Zayna. And they're making fun of her. It's a, they're begamming her.
What made her a Zayna?
Rashi said,
not that she had beer with a guy.
Rashi said she calls her a Russia. Russia guarding
the could be. It could be she was a Prutza.
Yeah, so
and but Rashi the fact that she became a Zayna because she had beer with a guy.
No, that's not John and Rashi. I'm sorry. That's not what Rashi means. Rashi means, I don't believe it. Look at her arts grow.
Never was the day that I thought Rebbe would tell us to look in arts grow for shots.
Here it means it's a derogatory term. So that means that Rashi.
Well, but Nasa Zona is a distinct usage that implies a status, not a behavior, not a. Like when other people use it, if we looked at like a survey and said like when the children use such a lesson.
In ancient Hebrew, did not mean a prutza. So I'm just showing you that in Rashi, the word Zayna means already a prutza.
But does anyone else ever use Nasa Zona the way Rabbi is using it?
Okay, so Nasa, she okay. But let's try the other. Okay, I don't know. What is the other pshat in Rashi in the Rambam? The Rambam says Nas is Tumeya. What's that supposed to mean?
She's like Metzius. She's been corrupted by the act of the Bia.
She should be Usher, because shogeg. Yeah, I have a bisha shogeges, and a shogeg is not usher.
No. Chazal, there's like a low level of tuma. Chazal said it's.
To the question. What's the
because Chazal thought it was it's right to ask her like a low level of tuma, like even Torah, the Torah didn't. So the same way like the one that shot them in like some of the Gdarim and Arias is also that Chazal is like a low level of tuma, no?
Abba Bishi Shogeged and Shogeged should be Potter. Nonetheless, she's Osir. The Fishi Nasis Tumeya. So, how did you answer the question? How did Rambam answer the question? He didn't answer it.
The answer is too bad.
Oh, that's what I agree with you. Which means, why is it too bad? Because she had Bia. Nasis Tumeya. Right, this is what you said 2 days ago. I don't know if you have to remember you said that Nasis Tumeya means that she had a physical Bia.
Okay, so then the onus gomer, it should also be also.
Oh, because it's not a, then because you never say it'll be, because it's a pekam in the Maisa. The Rambam, I like to claim like this. The Rambam is asking, I would like to claim that the Rambam asks the cat, it's so beautiful. Maybe it's a shikol pilpildik, but it's not so pilpildik. Rashi asks Ines. The Rambam asks Shagay. Why does the Rashi ask Shagay and Rashi ask Shagay? So if it was up to me, I would argue with the Marsha. What can I do? And I would say Rashi holds that in his, that the only Ptur is Ines. Rashi never heard of a Ptur Shagay. Therefore, Rashi asks Ines. The Rambam asks Shagay.
Okay, one second, what's the Teretz Rashi?
Let me try and say my Pilpush here.
No, so I'm saying on Rashi, what's Rashi's pshat? Why is she Chayiv?
I think we'll worry about it. There are many other pshat that is mm-hmm. He's not the only person in the world.
I'm just asking, what's the pshat? Why she's crying?
I'm not sure. I'm always running with a gun to my head because I don't know when I have to end. So let me try and say the pshat, and then we'll argue with each other. We're saying like this: Rashi asks Akasha that you're an honest. All right. To which he answers that you're not honest because Rashi holds that the only pshat is honest. The Rambam asked the Kasha Shogeg because the Rambam held like the Marshal that there's a Ptur of Shogeg, that you don't need Oynes to make you Potter. Even Shogeg is Potter because you need Ratzin. And for the Rambam in the, at least the second version, that
third version,
you are Nasus Tmeya, since physically you're Tmeya, physically a Bia happened, I don't care that you didn't have Ratzin. There's no Chiyuv of Ratzin. The Rambam is switching. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos is switching from the Marshal to the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka. In other words, the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka is Mucho, that there is no Ptur Shogeg. There's only a Ptur Oynes. And Shogeg is only a Din Oynes. So, and that you don't have here because you know, this is Kar of the Pshia, whatever. So it's Havamina was, it's a Ptur Shogeg. You need Ratzin. If you need Ratzin, it's not Ratzin. The answer is, and no, you don't need Ratzin. You just need Tuma. You just need a Maisa Bia. Edamai Oines is a Begam in the Maisa. Shogeg is usually a Shtick of Begam in the Maisa. In this case of Shogeg, does not make a Begam in the Maisa. There,
why?
Hitting on your usher.
Why? So you don't need to make a begam in the Maisa? Why doesn't the Shogeg make a begam in the Maisa?
This is not even a this case is not a sad onus.
Why?
Shea.
The Rambam didn't say that. He missed the main part of his text then.
Shea is not a sad onus.
But the Rambam missed out the main switch he forgot to say. He should really be saying why it's not a Shogeg.
And it's a Shogeg with a sad Shea. But the Rambam in his Havamina thought that, like the Marshal, that in order to make her Osir, you need Ratzin. So the fact that she was Boshea is not relevant. For it, there's no Ratzin. She didn't want to be Mizaneh. So the Rambam in his Havamina thought that in order to be Osir, you need Ratzin. Every Shogeg, even when you're Boshea, is lack of Ratzin. Therefore, his Havamina was, she should be Osir. Ever the Rambam, at least in the final version, I don't know what the Rambam in the previous version meant, but as the Rambam in the final version, that you're making a mistake. You don't need Ratzin. You just need a Maisa Bia. And the only thing that can pop to you is Oinas. Shoigeg as a Tzad Oinas, but a Shoigeg with a Pshia is not a Tzad Oinas.
So there's no Tekanis Chachamim here?
No.
According to the Rambam, you don't need Tekanis Chachamim.
No,
the whole point of the Mishnah, everyone reads the Mishnah, that the fact is, if she relies on one aid, she's going to get cast on.
And the reading the parish Mishnayos and the Rambam, he does not say anything about a takanas hachamim. So if you read the simple parish Mishnayos and the Rambam, she's also medina. He says, "Aba bishi shogeges, if ishi nasis tmeya," or the other pshat, if ishi he. Zayda, he doesn't say anything about a drabbanon. So the parshat reading of the Rambam is a not drabbanon. Okay, that's
Rebbe was pretty unhappy with this spot the other day. I thought Rebbe thought it was an impermissible switch to say that's what the Rambam's switching. Half a minute to maskana.
Okay, but first of all, I'm gonna have to change my mind.
That's true.
Because once I see such a machlokes, in other words, if we are right that there's a machlokes between the Yamshush, the Marshal, and the Rambam and the Yad Chazaka, so that's already not so bad. In other words, we already find this machlokes Rishayim, so to speak, or Mepharshim. Marshal's not a Rishayim, but we already find this machlokes. And Pshat is almost no nafkamina in Din. To say that there's a big machlokes and it has a millions of ramifications, there wouldn't be a big but. There's no big machlokes because even if you switch to Ines, but almost every Ines is every shaygeg is an Ines. So now we're making a switch, but there's almost no nafkamina except in this case where it's a shaygeg karav pshia. So it's not like beforehand. I don't know if we knew that a shaygeg is an Ines, and therefore we're going to have like a million nafkaminas. We're going to have that it's havamina. He thought that a shaygeg is not usher to her husband. His maskana is mechayet, and a shaygeg is usher to her husband. Now that sounds a little radical.
So he's arguing with Yad Chazaka?
Is mutter to your husband. The shayin is why? The Rambam in his havamina thought shaygeg is mutter because you need ratzin. Therefore, you don't have ratzin. And for the Rambam, no. You need nitma. All you need is nitma. You don't need ratzin. So why is shaygeg part there? Because it's sad oynes. Oh, so in this particular one case, you can't say tzad oynes. So there's no major nafkamina switch. It's just a lamdisha machlokes, which is not so bad because we already have that lamdisha machlokes between the Marshal and the Rambam.
Rabbi, so is the Yad Chazaka arguing with the Pirush Mishnayos?
According to what I'm claiming, the Yad Chazaka is saying the exact same thing as the maskana of the third version of the Rambam in the Mishnah.
So why is it that Yad Chazaka comes out that Shogeg is mutter?
Is agreeing with the first version because we did explain what the first version held. But what I'm claiming is Gupa, what the Rambam in the third version, when he says Nitma, is Gupa saying the exact same thing that he said in the Yad Chazaka, that we do not need Ratzin. It's a mistake. The Marshal is wrong. There's no requirement for Ratzin to make her usher to the husband.
Okay, but here he says Shaygeg is chayiv, Shaygeg is usher, and in the Real Chazaka says Shaygeg is mutter.
No, the Real Chazaka also says Shaygeg is usher, is mutter. They both say Shaygeg. I'm saying everyone says Shaygeg is mutter.
So Pirush Mishnah says Shaygeg is mutter?
Why Shaygeg is mutter is because it's a sad oynes. The question
here in the Pirush Mishnayos case, I also
agree that a regular shaygeg, the Magen Mishnah says there are riots of all over shas that a shaygeg is mutter. So we can't argue with all over shas. So I'm saying that the Rambam here would also agree that shaygeg is mutter because it's mutter. Except he would say shaygeg over shas is mutter, like the Rambam says in the Yad Chazaka. Because it's a tzad oynes. Okay.
And here?
And here, it's, you can't say tzad oynes because this is the shaygeg, karav lepshia.
So why does he say that?
He needs the Medak Dayak, right? What? He needs that the Isha is Medak Dayak, but he's not necessarily saying that it has to be a Takonas Rabbanan. Because of the Medak Dayak, it's not a Chason in the Maisa. Her Shoigeg is not a Chason in the Maisa.
It's not a Shoigeg, which has a Sad Ines.
Right.
The Shoigeg has a Sad Ines, but this Shoigeg does not have a Sad Ines.
If there's two A's in what would be?
I don't know. But I don't know. You have to all these. I don't know.
No, I'm saying is there a regular case of two Adim? Two Adim say she hasn't died.
It's not known if there's two Adim.
So it's an Ines then?
It's a Machlekes Tanoim.
Oh, okay.
When there's two Adim.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna try and go. This one has a quick question. I'm gonna try and have to go to this new meeting. I told them I'll go down at 1:45. Okay. Hi, Yeshikayach, everyone.
So we're on Sunday night.
Sunday night, we're on, yes. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Good Shabbos, Rebbe. Thank you.
Aaron. Thank you. Good night. Good Shabbos.
Ready.
Aaron, what?
Aaron Herzberg, I went up to send me the. He had said he had a ride from Athena.
I'll text him and ask him to send it to Rebbe.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good night.
Shkoyach.